Thanks so much for joining us. It is Mike and Kim, and we've got a whole pile of good stuff. Good stuff like greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. They're sending out a happy new year to you. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
CentralStatesFairInc.com is where you can go to find out more information about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up on January 30th through February 7th. Tanner Usray with Kenny Fielder concert February 6th. Old 60 with Rob Langdon on February 7th at 8 p.m. The Cinch Trade Show, the Western Art Show, and Sale Ranch Rodeo, Rope Ride and Slide. Find out what that's all about at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up.
Make sure you check it out. So, of course, we've turned the calendar to a brand new year, and sometimes we can have our expectations be a little high. A while ago, I was visiting with my daughter-in-law, and, well, quite a while ago, it was about Mother's Day, and she wanted to do something amazing for her three mothers, but she was trying to do it on a tight budget. Have you ever felt overwhelmed with expectations you perceive other people have of you? Eventually, the list in my head of what a good wife does so completely overwhelmed me, I cried. I felt inadequate. I started to shut down. I assumed the list in my head was in my husband's head, too. The list of hundreds of things I need to do to be a good wife, I sobbed. His blank stare dumbfounded me. He had no such list. I had so broadened my scope of things to do, I had diminished my vision of simply loving him. Can you relate? I knew I needed to do less so I could be more, but how do we figure out which things to keep and which to let go of? So why not ask, honey, tell me your top three things, and I will do those well. His three things were simple. Be an emotionally and spiritually invested mom with our children, take good care of my body and soul, and keep the house tidy. Notice it was tidy, not perfectly clean. And that's it. That's all he asked. I am a three things wife who really desires to honor her marriage. It's simple, and simple is good. And I hoped at the time that that offered comfort to my daughter-in-law as well. Let's not put too high of expectations on ourselves.
And this reminder about visiting the Valentine area, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion invites you to check things out. Visit valentine.com. And we may not get to have an ice fishing tournament this year. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Only Mother Nature knows, I guess, there. But we do know Valentine's Day is coming and the Bull Bash February 14th. Check it out. Visit valentine.com. A little something today from Slim McNaught. This is from his Beyond Alone, Somewhere Beyond Alone book. See if I can do this right. It's called Poetry in Motion. Horse and rider move as one. Tracking critter has begun. Loop is swinging full and smooth. Dust is spurting under hooves. Now the trap is perfect laid. Double hocker catch is made. Slack is taken. Haunches set. Dally smooth. Resistance met. Header reaches end of run. Flag goes down. Their time is done. Perfect timing. Perfect catch. Horse and rider. Perfect match. Hoof and hand give the notion there's poetry in motion. Slim McNaught from his Somewhere Beyond Alone book.
And you know the ranchers who are up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling? They read Tri-State Livestock News. Oh, it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it is specifically designed for them. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gear, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Well, with the turn of the new year, we come into a whole slew of superstitions that I have to honestly say I was not aware. There were so many superstitions connected with New Year's. For example, some people believe that you should not have empty pockets on New Year's Eve, as that may be a sign that you will have low income. Another popular legend that people follow is the infamous kiss at midnight. Well, I just think that's fun. Anyway, according to some, this is not just as a mark of affection, but in order to ensure our feelings remain for the other person over the next 12 months. I'd never heard that. It's also believed that at the stroke of midnight, you should make as much noise as possible in order to scare the devil off from approaching. Now, that explains a lot. Oh, other superstitions include you should lead into the new year with your right foot. I'm not quite sure when you're supposed to do that, but sometime
at
on that
some
first
point.
Day. That's
okay.
Right.
If you have something to share on the good stuff in 2026, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Hey, we hope that you keep listening to this great radio station, and especially for more of the good stuff.